for those of you fortunate enough to attend last year's Robin and Maynard Unsee Fair party, you saw who we refer to as the Latrine Beast. It was a rubber-hooded man dressed like a woman. That is her vocation. She is a transsexual. Oh, she's a...
That's a guy that wants to be something
but
other
he's a
than,
whore.
Well, I...
That's what he says.
Okay.
As a prostitute.
All right.
And he comes and another fella comes. They're all prettied up and whatnot. Nonetheless,
oh,
it sounds
my,
like...
Oh, they were pretty.
They sound... And their attitude is one of a what we would refer to as a latrine beast. A toilet swimmer.
Right.
For those of you that are not familiar. Now, there apparently was a lady on the program on Thursday, the Burger Babe, who sounded not unlike the latrine beast.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wondering if...
I was taken aback, startled for a time, and thought the latrine beast may have infiltrated the Burger Babe contest, tapped that as whatever gender. You know, guys can fool you sometimes. You ever seen the gay parade?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, so, sweet little thing in a miniskirt turns out to be Max.
So what we're going to do here is play back the tape of a little of each.
You'll see the similarity.
The girl, I was at the thing. The girl was looked nothing like
Well, and that's what I thought. See, I thought maybe a latrine beast had pulled the ultimate coup in slipping by you and the scrutiny of others and tapping the Burger Babe contest. Wouldn't that be awful? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. This latrine beast.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Could be a guy, yeah.
Dressed up as a woman.
Yeah, rubber hooded and the green
wig.
There
will be no drinking of the toilet water.
That's a different thing. That's I was pointing out to Robin that because I had a basement flood this weekend, and the water in the tank, clean, bowl,
When he was telling me about it, I was repulsed, and he kept talking about it, and I said, that's just the most foul thing ever. And he said, it's absolutely clean. I said, fine. He goes, okay, the next time I come over, I'll have a glass of water out of your toilet tank.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I am going to make him hold true to that.
The toilet tank challenge.
The toilet tank challenge.
It's now, clean water.
That's fine. But that rubber thing that's in there.
It's all psychological.
And those rusty things, those...
I'll go even one better. You give me two identical glasses. I'll dip a glass into the toilet tank, and I would also get a glass out of the tap, and then I defy you to tell me the difference.
Okay, you can drink both of them.
I defy you to tell
me
the difference.
No, I'm not going to be drinking them. I did not make the challenge. You took the challenge and shall be drinking out of the toilet.
I see.
As you deserve.
Hey, well, you are supposed to have eight glasses a day. Hello, good morning.
Is this the beast?
No, it's not.
Oh.
This is Steven down in Auburn. I was watching Public Access this weekend.
Yeah.
And she was on there.
The Beast or the Burger Babe?
The Beast.
Yeah, he's an interesting-looking woman, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he must be taking something to grow breasts.
No, those are steel, honey. I touched them last year. Because
you did.
He kept poking me with them.
You were poked with them or you touched them?
Well, I was poked
with
them.
No, they were on TV.
Oh, you saw them.
Yes.
Ugh.
It was horrible.
Was it awful?
Yeah.
But so you were just compelled to watch because it was so bad.
Yeah.
That
is scary.
Yeah, the toilet
that
swimmer.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now this feature.
You always keep me guessing, and I never seem to know what you were thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be winking.
Which eye is that?
Confused because I don't know where I stand. And I stop. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Well, that's our theme song here for the Latrine Beast Challenge.
All right.
Here, first off, we're measuring vocal imprints. Is who we thought was the Latrine Beast, Miss Burger Babe, Bethany Clement.
I'm very proud to be the Burger Babe. And, you know, I get to say words like condiments on the TV news, which is very funny.
Could you hang on just a second?
Sure thing. Yeah.
Bethany, are you there?
I am here.
Yes, hello, Bethany. And we welcome you as the reigning queen, the fairest in all the land of burgers.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just honored.
Are you the latrine beast?
I would have to answer no to that one.
Oh, answer!
Answer, yeah. Nice score, Latrine Beast. You fooled everyone.
All righty.
Yeah, my hat's off.
Let's
you guys, this is me, Bethany, the Burger Babe.
My hat is off to you, Latrine.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is, Bethany.
This is absolutely gorgeous. All right, here comes the comparison. Okay, here's the vocal comparison.
I just want you to know that I will be taking control of your show. Soon enough, I will be under control of the morning show. I am a controller.
I am not the latrine beast.
So you see the similarity.
All right.
Nice score, latrine beast. You fooled everyone.
All righty.
Yeah, my hat's off.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
Outstanding.
I am not the latrine beast.